Okay, folks, it is a freaking party in here. Mike on the mic has such a great show. He's got guests, and we're debating whether television is punk or not, and I say yes. Television's punk was just stretched out a bit, and I would add Fugazi to that list, but I'm not sure who I would bump. So there you have it. I guess we just need to extend your list to 13. How's that? We'll give you 13. I'm going to start off by announcing what you're listening to. This is Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. We are located on the Tufts campus. You can hear I'm a little out of breath. I had to rush my way over here, and then there was a party going on. So it's all fun, and I'm going to take a deep breath. My name is Kirsten. I host this show along with Sue and with Jane, and I'm going to start out with a song that I am dedicating to Justine Kovalt.
Step into the light, you're on. You're hooking to the night. That look from eye to eye, a flash gets passed around. You're a band of wild angels, rocking heaven down. The look in your eyes just make me come unwound. I said, come on, baby. Go!
Okay, well, perhaps that woke you up. Certainly woke me up. What I didn't announce earlier, along with that this is something about the women on WMFO and that I share the mic with Sue and Jane, what I didn't mention in that little spiel there is that I'm going to be joined on mic later on by Sue. Sue is going to come in the station, and we're both going to be here at the same time. So that just goes to prove that at least two out of the three of us are not the same person. So we are three very different people. We play very different music, and we respect and admire each other so much, which really makes this work. So I am just delighted that Sue is going to be here in the station joining me. Maybe some point we'll do a show with all three of us. That would be just so much fun. I can't even stand it. I'm going to get a little bit political here because we have an election coming up and I have a 3-song set. And then before I play the new release, the new version of Vote by Girl with the Hawk, I will come on mic. But in the meantime, I do have a few songs to play. And I just have to make sure that my volume is up and everything is set. And here we go, starting with this 3-song set of thoughtfulness and why we might want to, first of all, vote in November, just get to the polls, and how we might consider how we are going to vote.
Oh, as I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so fun about peace of an understanding? What's so fun about peace of an understanding?
My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusted?
Wonder.
the city, the big machines are sleeping, birds gently sing away my dream. I'm no angel, just a friend. I guess I want.
So yes, once again, that was my three song set, acknowledging that we have elections coming up and consideration of elections. I started with River Wireless, and that is Born in the Right Country from the recording Kindness a Rebel. After that, Sharon Van Etten, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And then Back Porch Carousel, Kindness, released as a single. So, yes, keeping in mind that we do live in a country. We were born in the right country in terms of democracy and being able to go out there and vote. So please vote and use your kindness. Consider those who are without, those who are without homes, those who are without access, easy access to medical care, who are without access to good nutrition. And keep that in your mind and your heart when you go to vote. And so that was where What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which we can certainly embrace here in the USA and often do, and keep kindness in your heart as you go to the polls. But please, please, please do go to the polls, do vote. And with no further ado, I am going to play this version of Vote. So here we go with no further ado. Thank you.
attention. Every person that you meet has their intention. If you could look inside the soul of everyone you knew could hurt you, would you hesitate to offer another? Watch the news reports of war and find my mind cannot comprehend it. But people say it's nothing new, it's always fueled by hatred. What does it mean to believe you are the chosen one?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
day a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of
the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came.
Springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now till you drag your feet to slow the circles down.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came.
Better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. Return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again,
and go round and round and round in the circle again.
Okay, well, at the risk of repeating myself, I'm just going to start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. And so I've just had so much fun putting this show together. And thank you all for tuning in and listening in. And so I started, as I mentioned, with an A nod to Justine Kowalt playing Heart, Rockin' Heaven Down, and that is from Bebe is Strange. You know, I actually did get to see Ann Wilson recently, not that long ago, and such a stunning performer, and Heart is so, of course, pardon the pun, instrumental for women in music. And then, yes, I did go a little political there, starting with River Wireless, Born in the Right Country. And River Wireless is a band that I'm still getting to know. Such talented musicians, Ryan O'Keefe on vocals and guitar, Hallie Anderson on vocals and violin, Daniel Sharon on vocals, bass, harmonium, and Alex McWalters on drums. So just really enjoy hearing what they put out. Sharon Van Etten, who has, of course, played in the Boston-Cambridge-Somerville area, her version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, Back Porch Carousel, our own Back Porch Carousel that grew organically out of COVID, and their song Kindness, with vocals by Linda Viens, and then Linda Viens on vocals for Girl at the Hawk, hashtag vote, rock the boat. And that is a song that she had worked on previously, but is now working on again with her iteration of Girl with the Hawk. And so important with November coming up. And so who says, you know, politics better than Joni Mitchell? And that was The Circle Game from Ladies of the Canyon. And that was actually a little bit of a twofer because I'm going into a set of music by musicians who are playing locally in the near future. In the second hour, I do want to mention that I am going to have Linda Mandolin on mic to share her experiences of music and all her different iterations of what she is doing. So, but in the meantime, I'm going to start in on some music by people playing locally in the near future. I would be remiss if I didn't mention, however, today, the first day of autumn, according to my book, September 21st is What the Fluff Fest at Union Square. So that starts at 2 p.m. So it's everything fluff. It is a little rainy out, but, you know, bring an umbrella or get a little bit damp. But it's going to be a fun, fun, fun festival and worth the effort. So today also, as long as you're at the Fluff Festival, you might as well wander over to the Burren, because at 7 p.m. is Big Yellow Taxi, the music of Joni Mitchell featuring Teresa Lorenzo. You know, I barely speak English, so Lorenzo with the little accent underneath the C, so that might be Lorenzo. And then at noon, I have a surprise. I'm going to tell you about it at noon, but in the meantime, I am going to start with some musicians who will be at the Burren on Sunday. So, with no further ado, how about some music?
We all at the flower shop.
Tell me to run. I try not. not to listen. I try to fight them, but never a battle I've won. So I let go of lovers, I let go of diamonds, I've plenty of sins to atone while I walk through the fire alone.
Tell you what is moral and what's just. as I want, as I will, as I can.
Okay, well, once again, you are listening to Something About the Women at WMFO 91.5 FM. And who's in the station?
It's me, Sue.
Wow, it's so great to see you.
It's so great to see you. We never see each other. We're here on opposite weeks.
We're ships that pass in the station.
Yeah, or yes, something in the street.
Something like that. We pass the mic. We're mics that pass in the station.
There you go.
What did I play? Well, I started with, let me see, I wanted to make sure that I played musicians who are playing in the near future. So that includes Annie and the Fur Trappers, Cassandra Jenkins, Mary Gaucher, Jonathan Brook, and Tedeschi Trucks Band. And so now I have to look at camera number two to see where my handy dandy sheet is to let you know when and where you can hear these musicians. And I didn't even announce the songs. So where do I start? Well, Annie and the Fur Trappers, You Break It, You Buy It. Great title for a song.
Right?
You Break It, You Buy It. That's from Muskrat Ramble. And they can be heard at the Burren. The Burren tomorrow at 7 p.m. You know, I basically live at the Burren. I love the Burren.
I think you, do you have like a season pass there? Like what's going, I can't even imagine what your concert going bill is.
I don't even want to know, but you know what? My little VIP status is every once in a while, one of the bartenders will let me cut the Guinness line. So if you've ever ordered a Guinness, it takes like a couple pours and you have to wait and they see me and they're like, eh, you know what? She's a regular. Let's get her this Guinness. And the person who doesn't come as often maybe can wait another minute.
Very nice perk.
It is a little perk. It is a little perk. After that, I played Cassandra Jenkins, who I'm not that familiar with, but I absolutely love. And I love the title of this song, Delphinium Blue, from My Light, My Destroyer. Is that right? Because I'm going back and forth. And Cassandra Jenkins will be at the Sinclair. So that's the big time. And that is also tomorrow. And that is an 8 p.m. show. So if you can clone yourself, you can do both. Mary Gaucher, Walk Through the Fire, Filth and Fire. And Mary Gaucher, I mean, just a phenomenal musician, will be at the Fruitlands, which is very apropos. And that is October 3rd at 6:30 p.m. So that's something I'm going to look into. Now, this is the song of question. Jonathan Brooks singing War is the title of this song from the recording Plum, when really she's performing as this story. And Jonathan Brooks will be at City Winery, which is really the big time. And that is on October 6th, 7:30 p.m. Cannot be more proud of Jonathan Brooks. And we were trying to decide, who do you think was on vocals with her?
I'm looking it up right now.
Don't even look it up. What was your first guess?
I thought it was Bruce Cockburn.
Bruce Cockburn, who is known for...
Well, I know him for Wondering Where the Lions Are from when I was a kid.
Yes.
But he's a great singer-songwriter. If you haven't listened to him, it's spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N. Cockburn.
that is not the usual pronunciation of that, but I'll go with Cockburn.
It's not the literal pronunciation. But yeah, so yeah, he's fantastic. I don't know if he's still like around and doing stuff, but...
I will definitely check that out.
Okay. I'm seeing the credits here, but it wants me to talk about cookies, and I don't really want to hear the cookie. See the cookies,
molasses cookies, peanut
acoustic
butter
guitar
cookies.
Vocals. It does
I
not
put
say.
Kat on mic
I wonder
if, and have Kat tell us.
Kat doesn't want to talk on the
I
mic.
I know. I know.
Our friend Kat is here. She's famous now. You may hear me dedicate songs to Big Kat or Little Kat. This is Big Kat. Because she's tall.
Yes.
She's not big.
To those of us who are
it
short.
It does not say, but I think it's because it's a different recording.
Oh. We will have to get we'll to the end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And then the last song was by Tedeschi Trucks Band, Strength and What Remains. I just love the titles of all of those songs so much. From the recording Signs. And Tedeschi Trucks Band, I think they're playing more than one night, but I have written down October 4th at the Wang Theater. And, you know, I used to see Susan Tedeschi when she was doing the Blues Jam over at Johnny D's on Sundays.
Wow.
And really just have seen her musical career grow and develop and her skill grow and develop. Tenacious. I mean, she is just really dedicated to her art. And so I love that. Now, I think... I'm going to play one more song before I get on mic because I have a story to tell. But I'm going to go ahead and play some Sunny War, and then I'll... Am I? No, I'm not going to. I'm going to go ahead and tell my story. So we go out and we listen to live music. And, you know, as we get older, it gets more difficult. It's more of an effort, would you say?
Yeah.
It is an effort. So my very, very good friend in Iowa went out with 12 of her best friends to go hear Chaka Khan.
Oh,
and
man.
Chaka Khan saw the joy and delight. And they were with my friend for, not really. It was her wedding anniversary and her husband is no longer here. So her friends were there and they were going as this group. And Chaka Khan sees this group of women who are, 60s. And she is enamored with them, invites them backstage, does a photo op with them, and puts on a fabulous show. And can I say, meanwhile, back here at Boston... was Jane's Addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I just want to shout out to Chaka Khan, who is a professional who puts on a good show. And not only was I upset by the activities that happened at Jane's Addiction, but we have a co-DJ, Destiny, who was there.